When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham joins us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello. It is a Wednesday, my favourite day of the week.
Well, thank you very much. It's our favourite day, too, because we love having you. Don't tell the other co-hosts, although Tuesday might be my favourite day of this week, because I was watching television, and whose face did I see? Yours.
Donnie,
congratulations. I was flicking through the channels and there you were rattling on about celebrity gossip. Fantastic. You looked adorable.
Thank you. It's also going to be, it'll re-air on Sunday at 4 p.m. on MSNBC.
Look at you, the new Rachel Maddow. Watch out, Rachel.
Donnie. Same haircut.
Did you put the glasses on? No, you should next time. I watched you. You look fabulous. Wear the glasses. I love you popping up on TV and doing all this celebrity stuff there. They're lucky to have you, my friend. Hey, what time is it? It is
tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. So Wendy Williams' YouTube page and her website has been deleted, and so has her Instagram account. So followers of Wendy noticed that the talk show staple, her digital presence, was suddenly significantly less. In fact, let's be honest, it had vanished. So if you go to at Wendy Show, you see a notice that says, sorry, this page isn't available. Also to her YouTube channel, which had like a decade of clips on, including me, Donnie, have all been removed. So lots of these clips, lots of memes on there have all disappeared. The series' website is also offline. For 13 years, Donnie, 13 seasons, it has gone. It's real, isn't it? So I didn't sort of think it was real. I know that sounds crazy, until I went on Wendy's Instagram. Gone. Deleted. Ooh.
Not only is it real, I honestly find it a little bit of a slap in the face to Wendy, because yes. I think regardless of how they ended, she created a successful show. Mm-hmm. We all forget. She was wildly successful for
wildly
13
successful.
Seasons.
For a decade. For a decade. The odds were against her. There was nobody like Wendy when she first started that show. I remember friends of mine worked on it. Friends of mine created it. And nobody really believed in it apart from the staff and Wendy. It took off. She changed TV. She changed the way we talk, we gossip, we speak about celebrities. Before then, it was all the Entertainment Tonight's very polished shows and very hard, being very kind to Tom Cruise. And then suddenly it was Wendy who figured out she didn't need a guest. In fact, Wendy would rather talk behind your back than to your face. And it was a sensation. Now, what my sources are telling me is that the reason the fans are very upset is that they could have given Wendy her Instagram account. They could have given her her Twitter because they had millions of followers. Wendy started her own Instagram. She only has about 88,000, not even 100,000. So they could have just handed it her. Or do you think, is there a way, Donnie, I don't know technically even if this is possible, can they take that million and give them to Sherry, who's their new show? Can they switch that account?
I'm sure they can, because if I go on Instagram, I can change my Instagram handle. I can change my name. So you think they're just automatically going to be like, oh, it's the new Sherry show. It's like, how does she get it? How does she have a million? Did she get it? Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think they're going to change it. I think we're going to see a Sherry show pop up. Cancel Wendy's now. When the Sherry show officially launches and we Google or we go to Sherry's Instagram, she'll have like a million followers overnight immediately, because they'll be all Wendy's people. Also, too, the same with Twitter. Couldn't they have just given Wendy her Twitter account? If she's going to start new stuff, she told TMZ that she wanted to start podcasting. Welcome to the club, Wendy. We're happy to have you. How you doing? If you're going to start podcasting, if Wendy could promote that to a million followers on Instagram, she's going to be ahead of the game. But they are saying no. It's amazing. Some companies you work for, they own your Twitter account. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, because people don't realize that a lot of these times, these companies own you. They own everything that you do. The only thing you take with you when you go is your voice. That's the only thing you get.
Yeah, yeah. They own everything. They own that purple chair. They own the set.
Which they threw away, apparently.
I know. There's some reports that she got it back, but her new manager is telling The Sun that. And I spoke to Jessica, the reporter at The Sun, and I was like, how did they physically get that chair? It's a big chair. I've seen it. It's like a throne. I was like, did Wendy just drive up in a truck and pick it up? And
Hello.
And if Wendy turned up at the studio, there'd be photographs. So it's like they couldn't turn up in the middle of the night, because Wendy does not have keys. Like, she can't let herself in to take it. I think it's in the trash. Oh, it's so sad. Wendy did speak to TMZ. It was a bizarre interview, but she said that now she wants to do podcasts, and she's so famous that she can do podcasts. And I think she believes she's going to get one of those Joe Rogan, that's his name, Joe Rogan, $100 million deals. You ain't going to get that with 88,000 Instagram followers, Wendy. Like, it's just not going to happen. Oh, Donnie. Yeah.
She's going to end up on Patreon. She can make good money off podcasting.
Explain,
and I believe she will.
Yeah, that's really interesting. If she ends up on Patreon, that's where you pay $6, $7 or $10 a month. But if I'm not signing up to follow Wendy on her new Instagram for free, why would I pay $10 to listen to her each month? I love Wendy, but it's a lot. Like, we tried this, Donnie. You and I both had a subscription show together and separately. It's just so hard to build an audience, particularly when so much is free.
It is very hard. And the problem, too, is I think with Wendy is I liked watching Wendy. Her facial expression was more shady than what she said sometimes.
Yes.
And if you can't see that, it's like, well, I don't know.
Oh, that's true. I came from TV before radio, and you actually were my first radio producer. You taught me that. So in the beginning of my show, my radio show, I would mug at the guest, and Donnie was like, Robert, they can't see you.
Yeah, nobody sees you.
I'd roll my eyes thinking it was really funny on the TV show. People would laugh. You're like, Rob, they can't see you do that. You've got to learn to do it all with your voice. I believe Wendy can learn this. And remember, she did come from radio. I'm just worried. If you can only get 88,000, say 100,000 followers on Instagram, if that's all Wendy can get, how is she expected to bring in the sort of numbers that is going to give her a $100 million contract? Let me be honest, she's not. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Wendy Williams' show on YouTube, her YouTube page has been deleted since her show was cancelled. Are they trying to erase Wendy? Moving forward, is the TV show just done with Wendy and now just focusing on Sherry? Not a bad move, I guess. What do you think? Are they trying to erase Wendy? Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob and vote, or you can leave a comment on our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donnie Love, what are you working on?
Well, Adele, she's admitting that it would be wonderful to have kids with her beau, Rich Paul. Adele, who she's currently dating, the sports agent Rich Paul, she discussed her dreams of growing her brood during an appearance on BBC's Desert Island Discs podcast. That's not an easy thing to say. Desert Island Disc.
It's not easy, is it?
I'm like, what? So she goes, I definitely would like a couple more kids. She asked about, you know, what she envisions her life like in 10 years. Mm. It would be wonderful if we can. If not, I've got Angelo, which is her son that she had with her ex-husband. I just want to be happy.
Oh, wow.
This is very sweet, but it's also, it shows something that she's already thinking about him being in her life 10 years from now.
Oh, darling,
so this is it for her.
Yeah, you're right. When you talk about that, you don't have to be Adele or famous. When you talk about relationships, when you hear a friend talk about a relationship and they're talking 10 years from now, that's a very good sign. So I think this is a really good sign. She's deeply in love. I thought it was really interesting, too, that she went on to say there was never any issues between her and her ex, Simon, and they're really good friends. Get this, she just did a concert, an outdoor concert, I think in Hyde Park in London over the weekend. Simon sat with her boyfriend. Her ex-husband and her boyfriend sat together. She said there is absolutely no drama there. And I love this quote. Over my dead body is my kid having a messy divorce in his life. So she was determined to keep a friendship with the baby daddy, with the father of her son. I like this. And I think Adele, he's handsome too, that Rich Paul. Very handsome. He's a sports agent, I think, for like LeBron James or someone huge. I mean, I don't know sports, so it could be Roger Federer. I don't know, but I know it's somebody that even I would know the name. I think it's LeBron. Don't hold me, because I don't do that gossip. Maybe it's Tom Brady. I don't know.
It's
but
not
he's
Tom
very,
Brady.
Very successful. She's successful. I love these two as a couple. Hey, moving along, Kate Hudson posted a topless picture of herself and her brother Oliver. Is not a fan. So Kate graced Instagram in a sun-soaked, topless photo, and she was enjoying a morning cup of coffee. She had that beautiful long blonde hair covering her boobs, but nevertheless, she's naked, just sitting there having a cup of coffee. She got 400,000 likes, lots of celebrities, Paris Hilton, Michelle Pfeiffer even liked it, but she has at least one person who's not a fan. That would be her own brother, Oliver Hudson, who just wrote, Nope.
I wonder if he reported it for offensive.
Oh, he should have reported
it. Spam.
Said that this is illegal activity. I would have reported her. I'm told that family, though, they're all a bit like the nudists. They're all a bit, you know? Yes, I know.
Yeah. Once I'd see Kurt Russell nude. I wouldn't be mad about that.
Oh, Russell and Goldie. Can you imagine all those kids running around? I worked for the agency that represented Kate Hudson. I was just the receptionist. And so Kate's publicist was in LA. So I had to meet her at her apartment and get her to the Hudson Hotel. And I remember the name of the hotel. So I thought Hudson and Hudson. Adorable. Yeah. So I had to get her to the Hudson. So I rang the doorbell and she said, coming up. So I went up. She was like in a gown, not a robe, not a gown.
Like a negligee?
Yes. I said, oh my word. Very comfortable with her sexuality, which you know I'm not. I know.
I'm sure your jaw probably dropped.
I said,
I'll
wait in the car. Yeah. I said, how dare you? Very rude. I ran back downstairs, sat in the car. No, I sat there. But I said, oh dear. Some families are like that, Donnie. Mine are very buttoned up. Like, there is no way you'd see Sister Betty naked. Now, your family and your good self, you don't mind flashing a bit of flesh, do you?
Okay, and it sounds weird to talk about and say, but like, yes, as we growing up, we just walked around naked. I saw my mom's boobs. Like, it happened.
Donnie, didn't you just tell me that you leave the bathroom door open too?
I do.
Oh.
I'm not shut the door. It's my bathroom.
Donnie, are you still a little bit of a nudist now?
Yes, I'm nude right now.
Well, I'm glad you put some clothes on for the podcast. So if we're not zooming into you live, how would you be wandering around? I should point out, you do live by yourself. How would you be wandering around your apartment today?
Naked or just underwear. But you can only see me from the waist up. Oh, Robert, you don't know what I have underneath.
Oh, it's too much. Hey, moving along before I get any more embarrassed. What is Megan Fox up to?
Well, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, they are a rather peculiar couple. That's what I'll say. But Megan Fox apparently needed to know right off the bat if Machine Gun Kelly was breastfed by his mother.
Oh.
It was one of the first questions she told E! News that she asked him. She goes, it has a lot to do with your psychology and your temperament. So I asked things like that. And I'm like, what?
What? Oh, she's full of it.
She's crazy.
The two of them, she's trying to be the new Angelina Jolie. Remember when Angelina wore blood around her neck and kissed her brother?
I
think she's trying to be really wacky. My sources tell me that when they're together, she's pretty boring. They're quite normal. Like, they might just walk around in their underwear too, but they're not quite as controversial as they like us to think they are. But this is a look. They definitely like it. She goes on to say that she's very, very deep and she only cares about the important stuff. She's not interested in what's your favourite colour or your favourite film. I find people like that a bit annoying when I first meet them, don't you? Like, you know, when you're a stranger, be a little strange.
Yes.
Just for a while, like, I don't need to know about if you're breastfed first time I've met you. I know. I would never ask. How deep are you when you meet somebody, Donna? You're pretty surface. I'm not saying shallow, but I'm saying it's pretty surface.
I'm surprised if I know their name.
Oh, Donna!
More or less where they're breastfed.
I don't care about those details. Hey, quickly before we go to break, I love this story. Venus Williams is clapping back at a reporter who tried to pit her against her sister, Serena. So Venus didn't mince her words when she and fellow tennis star Jamie Murray were asked a shady question during a press conference. So the two athletes had played a mixed doubles competition at Wimbledon. And after the first round, one reporter asked the duo whether Venus and Jamie were hoping to best her sister, Serena, and his brother, Andy. Venus looked at Jamie and said, What kind of question is that? And then she said, we're in it for a stroll, sarcastically. And then she went, come on. But the reporter wasn't done yet. They asked, quote, are you in it for the experience or are you going to go all the way? And she said to him, or her, it was a he, she said, are you going to write a good article or is it just going to be half decent? Like, what sort of question? We're at Wimbledon. It's a big tennis match. I'm not here just for my health. Yeah. Like, you think I'm going to just play half-ass? No, I'm here to win. The question. Oh,
it's wild. But also, like, stop pitting these sisters against each other. They support each other. Let's just support them individually.
I think you're right. Although, you know, maybe it's naughty for me to say. One seems to win a little bit more than the other. Do you think that bothers the one that doesn't win so much? Like, it would be bothering me. My sister Christine always won more than I did, and I was very aware of it.
Sure, but they're both sitting in their billion-dollar mansions with their billions of dollars in their bank account going, oh, sweetie, you go win tomorrow. I'm perfectly okay. I'm perfectly fine.
A good point. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our naked friend Donnie Meacham. Oh, the fun of it. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da da da. Thank you very much. Yesterday, we talked about Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton celebrating their first wedding anniversary together. Did you think they would last? We be honest here. They're so different. I'm glad they've lasted. I'm glad they're happy. But did you think they would last? 80% said no, you didn't. I'm with the majority. I just thought they were too different, Donnie.
I hate to say that I'm with the majority because I don't want people to fail in a relationship.
I don't want them to fail.
I did not see this one working out, but they two seem to be madly in love.
Madly in love. Congratulations. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, let's have our nicest of the day.
Two people who also seem to be madly in love, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Wow. They're reportedly buying their dream family home. Also, Rob, can you believe it's been a year since Bennifer 2.0 got back together? It is like flew by. Yep. So Lopez and Affleck, they were spotted doing a very Los Angeles Sunday activity. They were visiting the Melrose Trading Post flea market. Would you imagine just going to a flea market and you'd be like,
J-Lo? That doesn't sound right. Have you been there, Donnie? Explain what this flea market is. Where is it? Melrose.
It's just like it's in Melrose, but it's just like a vintage like flea market where you can buy like a $20 used tchotchke that was in like somebody's house. Who knows? Somebody who died, probably famous. But
Donnie. Donnie. So she's there shopping away. Yeah. And have they found a house, the two of them? Do we know if they've got a house?
Apparently they have a new $60 million. Once again, $60 million Beverly Hills home that was reportedly bought from Mariah Carey's ex-fiancé James Peck.
Oh, he's really rich. He's a billionaire, an Australian billionaire businessman. Oh, well, that's nice of them. Congratulations, and we can't wait to see your tchotchkes from the flea market when your new home is in Architectural Digest.
Oh, J-Lo, I love this. Oh, these are Zsa Zsa Gabor's salt chickens. I got them at the training post.
Get both of them. Okay, let's do a naughties of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Julia Roberts is saying that she can't stop kissing as she celebrates her 20th anniversary to Danny Modena. Now, I love love, but Julia, if you're listening, hello, 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 you can't have it both ways. Julia Roberts is a very private celebrity. She does not want us talking about her private life. She doesn't want to be on the covers of the weekly magazines or the blogs or the websites. So now that she's let us in a little bit, we're going to come in, Julia. So be careful what you wish for here. It's quite sweet, actually. So she posted a picture of her kissing and she wrote 20, can't stop smiling, can't stop kissing. The couple were married in 2002. Julia earlier teased that she plans to do even more than kissing to celebrate. She was on Jess Cagle's show on Sirius and he asked her, how are you going to celebrate? And she said, more kissing. And he was like, just more kissing? And she was like, yes. And then Jess said, that's the secret. Kissing, kissing, kissing. I also think the secret is Julia's worth $100 million. I'm being cruel.
Would it be the secret there?
Julia, I know. You can't have it both ways, Julia. You can't tell us to not talk about your love life, your relationships, and then open the door. Our naughtiest of the day. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob.
You get a Rob.
So for 20 minutes, we try to make you laugh or giggle with celebrity gossip. But for a moment, just a minute, we're a little bit more deep. This is a moment of Rob. So over my years working with some of the most successful people in the world, I have seen firsthand that they're often not the most talented. So it isn't talent that J-Lo, Diddy, Bon Jovi, Alicia Keys, Jessica Simpson all have in common. I worked for all of those people. No, what they share is the ability to silence that nasty little voice in their head telling them that they are not good enough. That is more powerful than talent. You got to silence the voice. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.